The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. We gather here this afternoon to give thanks for our dear sister in Christ, Myrna Curtis, and to commend her into the hands of our Heavenly Father, trusting not in our merits, but in the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who will change our weak mortal body to be like his glorious body by that power which enables him even to subject all things to himself. As I thought this past week about Mother Curtis, my thoughts kept coming back to the wonderful story of how on the 40th day after his birth, the infant Lord Jesus was presented in the temple at Jerusalem by his parents. There they were met by two aged people, Simeon and Anna. St. Luke tells us that it had been revealed to Simeon by the Holy Spirit that he would not die until he had seen the promised Savior. And so, with great love and great joy, Simeon takes the little Lord Jesus in his arms and prays, "Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel." Like the aged Simeon, who saw his Lord and Savior, Mother Curtis, with eyes of faith, saw her dear Lord and Savior, and now, with all the saints and the holy angels, she sees him face to face. The other aged person who met the little Lord Jesus in the temple was the prophetess Anna, a widow who had reached the age of 84, some years less than Mother Curtis. St. Luke tells us that Anna did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day, and coming up at that very hour, she gave thanks to God and spoke of him to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. Like the prophetess Anna, Mother Curtis loved the house of God, and she was here whenever she was able. She loved this church because she knew that this is the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Week by week, Christ's people come here to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And here in the Holy Sacrament, the risen Lord is truly present for us poor sinners. He wonderfully feeds us with that holy body born of Mary, which death could not hold, and with his precious blood, which was poured out to cleanse everyone from all sin. All of us know how much Mother Curtis loved her Savior and how much she trusted in her Savior. And like the aged Anna, she also spoke of him. What a teacher she was, not only to the little children, but to people of all ages. And now she rests in the presence of that Savior, whom she thanked, praised, and extolled, who in holy baptism had made her his for this life and the life to come. In writing to the church at Thessalonica, St. Paul writes, "I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus, God will bring with him." I know I am going to miss Mother Curtis very much. I already do, and I'm sure you do as well. We honor her memory by following in her footsteps, loving and trusting in our dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to whom be glory with the Heavenly Father and his life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.